Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You know how Gabrielle has been exposing Dwayne's secrets and telling us about how he is secretly gay? Well, Dwayne is now firing back, exposing her for allegedly putting hands on him.
Nobody has the right to hit you. But if they hit you the second time and you stay, you are communicating that this behavior is acceptable.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, the picture-perfect marriage, supposedly, is coming to an end. I guess they're getting divorced.
It's been rumored for quite some time that Gabrielle Union is always rumored that she's a bit of a handful. Let's just say. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Like, what does she do that makes her... I guess I've heard that she's put hands on him, right?
Yeah, she's being... Well, So let me give you the background first. What happened was this was supposed to be the picture-perfect relationship, right? They're doing Peloton together. They're doing, you know, yoga balls together. Actually, Dwayne Wade is doing more yoga balls than anybody else. But they were supposed to be the...
Allegedly. Allegedly. Yeah, let's not forget allegedly.
Yeah, right. Allegedly supposed to be doing yoga balls.
You could say whatever wild shit you got to say. Just throw an allegedly. Sprinkle allegedlys in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping allegedly in the chamber.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was, let me try it again. He was swallowing up a lot of yoga balls. Bow, bow, allegedly. How's that?
That's better. That's better. In fact, I'm fine with that.
Allegedly first, maybe. Allegedly, bow, bow, yoga balls. So.
Okay, so she's alleging now, she's been alleging, I guess, over the last week or so.
She's been alleging, all right. She's doing plenty of alleging.
That Dwayne Wade is, I guess, in the closet or whatever, or on the down low. And so, but he's firing back with some allegations that she is also
She got a liquor license, allegedly. She got a liquor license.
A liquor license.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what they're alleging here in this video.
You know how Gabrielle has been exposing Dwayne's secrets and telling us about how he is secretly gay and has been cheating on her with several men? Well, Dwayne is now firing back and revealing some tea about Gabrielle, exposing her for allegedly putting hands on him. But that's not all, because he also had some more crazy tea to spill about her. Did he just expose Gabrielle for being a lesbian? Okay, so it looks like Dwayne Wade is now finally speaking up against Gabrielle's embarrassing revelations. And as it turns out, he has quite a few accusations of his own, because he is now accusing Gabrielle of being the villain in their marriage and being abusive towards him.
This is something that happens a lot of time, that one side is going at hard, at going at the other side hard, as if there's no accountability on both sides. You're always going to have accountability on both sides, even if that accountability is neglect, even if that accountability is not creating the boundaries. So clearly, nobody has the right to hit you. I'm male, female, or otherwise. But I'm going to just say for the record, if they hit you the second time and you stay, you have to understand that you are communicating that this behavior is acceptable.
That these parameters are fine with you, that you're fine to continue.
Yeah.
Under these parameters where you're allowing someone to hit you at some point.
Be clear, it doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter how much you yell, no matter what, if you stay and you're complicit, or what you're saying, here's what you're communicating. You're saying, if you hit me again, I'm probably going to yell again, and I'm probably going to be mad again, but this is not conditions that make me leave. And I think that guys have to understand that above all else.
You allow people to treat you the the way you want them to treat you. You allow it. People treat you the way you allow them to treat you, period, in any condition, whether it's verbal, physical, whatever. It's what you allow, and if they get away with it, they continue.
Also, this is a situation where this allegedly that he's, you know, swings both ways, that, well, he actually had a baby on her while they were together.
On the side, you're saying?
Yeah,
like, he had on the side with somebody else.
Yeah. On the side. So she was allegedly she was accusing him of being gay, which, let's just say, inauthentic. You know, he's accusing him of being inauthentic with dicks. Let's just put it like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to be gay, be gay. I understand it's harder in that community, but that's not being righteous and being honest. If that's what
actually, it's weird because it sounds like it's really easy in
to
that
be
community.
Oh,
it's going rampant.
Well, I mean, Dwayne Wade made it easy, but I mean, he's got some cash. He can make it happen.
Girl, the stories he has to tell are quite shocking. And it just shows that not every relationship that we see on social media is as perfect as they make it seem.
None of the marriages and the relationships you see on social media are as nice and as good as they seem to be. They're all, social media is all a facade. A majority of it is facades. People only post the good stuff. Nobody posts the bad stuff. Nobody posts pictures of each other argue in the middle of arguments. Nobody shows all of that. So it's all a facade.
Nobody's ever posted cleaning out the refrigerator. Today, I'm cleaning out the refrigerator. I'm going to get these old collard greens out the bottom of the... Yeah, nobody posts that. Everybody's on a boat. Everybody's on a plane. Nobody. But there's an interesting thing. Even with Gabrielle Union, you could see her body posture is interesting because it's almost like she's constantly overlooking him. I think he's considerably younger. Is that the case?
Yeah, he's younger than her by 10 years or so, if I recall, because that was one of those rare relationships where she's the older party.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of, but here's the other thing. You got the same thing happened to Lala and Carmelo Anthony on the Knicks and Lala from Power, you know, but this is what happens. You get these guys, these young guys, and they, you know, and they go to the NBA, right? You got to understand there's not a lot of room for experience in terms of social engagement. So a lot of them have double practices every day. So we're talking about 2-3 hours, 4 hours of practice every day. Then they're going to college. Then they're traveling. Then they're going to games, even on a college level, right? And so a lot of these dudes are getting drafted younger and younger. They're young. I'm not sure when he got drafted, but, you know, we've known a lot of some of the ball players that got drafted right out of high school. And so you have this situation where now you look like a man because you're a professional athlete. You're younger already, and then you really haven't had any experience with relationships and any of that. And now you're worth millions and millions of dollars, and so you're an asset to, you know, you're the high value man. And women are coming at you, and you really haven't even worked out who you are as a person, much less how to handle a savvy older chick who really, you know, like I you know, 9 times out of 10, I mean, from the time that a little girl, you know, recognizes herself as a woman, guys are liking her. From the time, I mean, my first crush was first grade, actually maybe before that when I recognized that I liked girls, you know, I denied it, but they'd be like, that's your girlfriend. I'd be like, no, but,
cause back then you're like, it was gross.
They got boogers, they got coochies, but I, you know, in retrospect, and so women have this constant, they have this constant batting practice dealing with the social,
they're constantly pursued right from the beginning. Yeah. The problem also is, athletes and stuff, the other problem is they never develop any level of game. When you have any level of fame, you don't have to develop any level of game. Women just come up to you. And so you have no concept of, you know, having to pursue what skills it takes to pursue and how to navigate somebody.
And when somebody's sincere and when somebody's not being sincere. you're just happy to get the, you're happy to get the accolades. You're happy to get the attention because it's something that you didn't get before. And now all of a sudden you're famous and women come at you and they, and you know, like women to the core, to their very core, they can tell when a guy is a sucker, not, and I shouldn't say sucker, but when he just doesn't have, I'm not going to say that because that that's even disturbing to me because we're trying to get guys to understand where our head, where your head should be at. But to be honest, if you don't, it's a ridiculous thing. Two things that I've said this hundreds of times, the two things that men are supposed to be good at without any practice is relationships and sex. And in no other situation in on earth, any task, nobody is expected to be good at. Everything else, people give you grace to practice and to get to train and to dedicate and make sacrifice to be good at something. And right out the gate, you're supposed to be good with women and understand and manage and understand because it's it is really a dance.
I think part of that is that a lot of people assume that you either have it or you don't, that it's like a natural sort of gift. Sure. Just charisma and just women in general, that it's somehow just a natural thing. And it's not, that's not, it's a skill that you do develop and work on. We just think of it as something that either some guys have it and some guys don't. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You have to work at it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you love what we're doing here, go to Patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/Manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archives starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at Patreon.com/Manschool202.
Yeah. And even the guys that I've counseled, DanteNero.com, click on consult. Advice from Harry at gmail.com if y'all need a consultation. Even the guys I have consulted with, in general, they are looking for the end degree, well, I got laid, right? And that's not the last step, nor is it the first step or anyone in the middle. You have to commit yourself to the whole process because, yeah, sure, You can get to the point where, you know, it's funny because I'm one of the, you know, fans of the show. I was just got off the phone with him, and he, you know, he's got three girls that he's dating at once. He hasn't slept with any of them, but he's dating them second and third dates, and then, you know, one decides she don't want to go out no more, but you got to have that ability to carry, you know, to have those balls, keep those balls in the air, even if it's not a sexual thing. I mean, I think that you have to be honest about what your situation is when the situation gets serious. But understand something, as much as a woman wants to know that you're a relationship guy, doesn't even mean that she wants to be in a relationship with you. It's her way of going, well, if I like this guy and I want to call him up to the majors, that he's available. And a lot of times men will make themselves so available that it lessens their value. And then women are not attracted to them because they don't think they have any options. Because as men, we know that women have nothing but options. Maybe not for relationships, but for social engagement, somebody wanting to sleep with you, attention, somebody finding you attractive, somebody taking you out. Like women have that. That's a constant thing where, because I mean, that's
they have a lot of options, so they could be a little more selective. And they could be over-selective in a way where, you know, when you've got millions of dollars, you don't want a little scratch or a little ding on something. Whereas if you don't have that type of money, you go, hey, that's no big deal. You know, you can go, there's nothing wrong with that.
You get to make the choices that are available to you based on the magnitude of your capital, your entertainment capital. To the same token, you know, a guy like Drake, if a five is trying to talk to him, he's like, nah, I'm good. Thanks. I know you love my music, whatever, but I only smash models and tens. And you know, that's his prerogative. You know what I mean? You can't go, oh, he's shallow, but you want only the hot guys and you want the things. I mean, we all get
but
a chance.
But Drake gets to be selective in a way the average woman gets to be selective. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Drake has to be one of the biggest stars in the music industry today to get to that level of getting to choose and be selective. A random woman has that option every day.
He sleeps with and flies these out all the time. They like to act like they are Michelle and Barack when in reality, things are not what they seem. Either Gabrielle knows this and doesn't care, or she is playing dumb. Well, it turns out that Dwayne wasn't just slinging it to women because he was allegedly doing it with men too.
Do what you want. The problem is the honesty. But the problem is also the honesty, the dishonesty of Gabrielle Union. There's no way that is going on. I understand that, you know, there could be a situation where somebody could deceive you and you find something out. But once you find it out, when you're sitting in it and you're going through the motions of the fact of you're not really dealing of what the nature of the relationship is in the first place, then you are being complicit. And so Gabrielle Union is, I mean, at some point in time, she knows that something is going on. If not, she's hearing things. If it's men, if it's women, I mean, I think we're in a progressive time where there's women who don't even, you know, whatever your past history, there was a time that if you swang both ways that her heterosexual women would be like, nah, I'm not. I mean, and there are, I guarantee you there are women that do feel that way. But the point is the honesty of it. You'll always find, you can always find a pot to fit a cover to fit your pot, no matter how weird or distorted your pot is. And so, go ahead.
No, the one thing is when we're talking about setting patterns up front and people treat you the way you allow yourself to be treated, when somebody is cheating on you repeatedly and you know about it, like you said, after it happens a second time, you're saying this is okay. You're saying that you're fine with this pattern, right? And so that's on her, but it applies to both sides of the relationship. When someone continually cheats, well, then you've decided you're staying with a cheater. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave for the
guy,
kids.
Girl, yeah, otherwise,
guy, if yeah, you have, doesn't matter.
You know, if somebody is showing that they have a particular constitution, again, this is a situation where somebody's got an agenda. Like, if somebody's trying to get, if they trying to get their numbers up and they trying to smash marriage, children, ain't nothing gonna stop it. Like, you know, President, like the Clinton fucking risked the most important job in the world so he can fuck around with a four. So it's just ridiculous. The problem is. And then what happens is you have somebody who's young, who probably hasn't had a lot of experience, and now he's exposed to Hollywood and all these other things, and he's never really figured out who he is as a person in the first place. And so he's exploring with all of these things, which is fine. He has every right to do that. What he doesn't have the right to is to lie about it and create a situation where he's, you know, making vows and doing this and not saying, yo, this is who I am. I mean, I'm quite sure there's plenty of Republican politicians who smash.
It's always a Republican politician.
You know,
always. Getting, I mean, caught in bathroom stalls. Yeah.
Wide stance, Larry Craig. They call him Wide Stance. He's the one that got tapped and he was like, I am not gay or never will be gay. I love my wife, and I'm a, I just have a wide stance. That's why I wasn't. It's insane. But you're talking about a guy who, you know, who's young, who's coming into his own, and he's, you know, feeling the way, you know, whatever. I mean, if he's into men, if he's into women, if he just wants, he can do all of that. But there is a moment where you cannot keep misrepresenting yourself. But to the same token, if you continue to misrepresent yourself and your partner is not willing to go, okay, this is the information that's right in front of me, I have to accept this, then at some point in time, it becomes your responsibility. Just like I say, you know, with people who have gone through trauma, where there's been SA and stuff, and with their parents and uncles and people touching people appropriately and stuff. And I totally get that there's a situation where this trauma affects all of your relationships. But I kind of feel like 26, 27, you have a responsibility to kind of fix that shit, or, you know, or stop beefing about it. I mean, I'm not saying you can't have your pain, but you have to understand, if you're not doing something to fix it, I know for me, I'm not willing to keep listening. I don't want to hear the same thing over and over again. I you know, this is where people use you as a punching bag instead of using you as a foundation to kind of lean on and for help.
Can we talk about the fact that Gabrielle sometimes made some weird statements that made it come across like she didn't respect Dwayne? Like the time she said, "The biggest difference between this and the last marriage will be a prenup at my insistence." The reality is, I've never seen Dwayne balance the checkbook, so I gotta protect my stuff. Cause remember when Jaguar Wright spilled some piping hot tea about Dwayne being on the DL, regularly throwing some wild gay pool parties right at his own crib?
Guess it just moved over to the Wade house. I'm not saying that because of their trans daughter. I'm saying that because of the artist that I just spoke to not that long ago that got invited to a party at their house. Everything was cool up front, so they went to the back.
But I think the takeaway is, you know, as a lot of the listeners, they're listening and they're going, you know, I can't get this and I can't get that, or my girl is abusive, or a woman is going, I have an abusive guy. This goes straight to you understanding what your non-negotiables are. Relationships are easy to have. They know what your non-negotiables are, and then never negotiate. That means understand what your boundaries before you in. Don't go in not knowing what the boundaries are. Go in with a clear understanding. You can always adjust it and find out what you're good at, what you're good with. And this is what I want to say about, you know, in reference to Kevin Samuels and a lot of the stuff that he says. I definitely believe that a lot of stuff that he says is true, because it's statistically true. The problem is that there's much more nuance. People love each other. They fall in love based on circumstances, and they have trauma, and they don't know what their value is. So it's a lot more messy than that. But if you have a woman and she doesn't respect you, then the relationship is only because the disrespect is only progressively get worse. And vice versa, if you have a guy who doesn't respect you and he's abusive, it will only get progressive. Never will there be a situation where somebody slams on the brakes and say, I'm being nasty, I'm being abusive, I'm being this and that and the other. So understand that. Know your negotiables, then never negotiate them. It's really important. And understand, don't move too fast, because if you're moving too fast, you're working above your pay grade. And this is clearly what he's dealing with a chick who's much more savvy.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.